you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be back on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And we've been doing a lot of work. I got some technical difficulties. If y'all can't hear the sounds, let me know. I think y'all can hear them. But anyway, with all that being said, man, welcome back to the best fitness podcast out. And this has been a hell of a week. As some of you have seen on social media, oh my. Oh my goodness, it's crazy out here. But we will be talking about all of that on the show, man. And if it is your first time watching, I'm going to ask you to do one thing. What do I need you to do? I need you to hit that like button. You're probably wondering why I got to hit that like button for a dude in a bright yellow shirt. Look like he played for the Golden State Warriors with the headphones that don't match the Chicago Bulls headphones, with the cheetah print pillow behind them, with the black pillows, with the vanilla couch. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, we're going to have a great episode today. And shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube. Shout out to the playback gang. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, you know, I'm going through like a rebrand phase, and I'll be sharing that with y'all throughout my YouTube channel in the next upcoming days. As you can see, I got the new cut, you know, just got a whole new energy and just making a lot of shifts in my life. You've seen some shifts in my content. I've done some shifts with my business, and, you know, I'm just in one of them modes going full throttle right now. And, you know, I kind of got to the point where it's like, whatever I say out my mouth, you know, I'm not trying to offend anyone or disrespect anyone. I'm just trying to tell the truth. And I know that's going to help somebody. And I know it's going to be people that agree, and it's going to be people that disagree. But it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And while I'm in this shift, don't come in my comments telling me what type of content I need to make. Don't tell me I need to just stick to fitness. This is not a shut up and dribble campaign. We're not doing that. We talking about all types of things over here. So y'all got to chill with that. Y'all fitness content creators that don't like my content, we could disagree on fitness. But the moment you sit there and you come for me personally, I'm going to cook you up. I'm from the DMV. I'm from PG County. I've been cooking people since I was born. I've been cooking Big Mac since kindergarten. So the moment you disrespect me, I'm going to get you right back. James Coppola. We're going to talk about James Coppola later today. But let's get in these comments and let's talk to the fan before we get this episode started. Hey, Chris, do you only have a bachelor's? Or you only have a master's? I have a bachelor's. I did 1 year of master's when I was hooping, and I said, fuck that shit. I'm good. Marie says she was in school to get her law degree, but now she's apparently in school to be a doctor. Bro, I don't have that sound clip, bro, but I'll just play the PhD for Marie.
I'm a PhD.
And then I see y'all arguing in the comments, man. I ain't reading all that, bro. Jenny, what up? Marie, what's up? I see y'all going back and forth. I ain't reading that. Devani X live on a Wednesday. Hey, Coach Pro Fitness, what up? It's hump day. We live. What's up, Jay Sharp? Wicked and Marie going at it. The Frost. They really beefing. Big spot in the building. Marty look like a cop. Officer Crunches. They said I got the cut. They said if the cop pull you over with this cut, you going to jail. I don't care what paperwork you got. You going to jail. Did my sound sound a little weird to y'all? Let me know, man. It sound a little weird on my end. All right, guys. All right. Jokes are cool, but y'all going crazy now. Barbara, did you write Ezekiel? Appreciate that, brother. I was born Jonah out the womb with some Sobiato and New Balances. Spider-Mo, they don't understand. We do this all day. Public school, private school, it don't matter. I went to both. It don't matter. Like, these people don't get it. I need to start grabbing popcorn anytime Marie come in the comments. Your energetic KC, what's good, brother? All right, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Let's get this episode started. We got a lot of women here, you know, despite the big back encouragement, despite the obesity encouragement, we got a lot of women realizing that they really don't like it. You know, this whole glorification of obesity is changing, especially in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out, man. Let's get this episode started and make sure y'all hit the like button.
My own body naked. I look at my own self, and it don't look good. It don't feel good. So I'm tired of people be lying to big women. Oh, you look nice. Or it's not about the size. That's it is. It is about the size.
So you see here, man, a lot of people are facing reality. You know, at some point, you're going to be uncomfortable in that big body, and you're going to want to drop some weight. So the best thing you could do is not even listen to this BS that people are feeding you, and don't even let it get to a point where you're so uncomfortable that you feel the need to get on camera crying to get some sympathy.
Because I never seen my vagina, ever.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Whoa, I told y'all, I don't watch these clips in entirety. I get them sent to me. I watch a couple seconds, see if it's a good fit. I did not know she was going to say that. But this just proves my point even further.
You think that's why I watch other girls? My man even watch other girls do stuff because I don't look like that. Other girls look better. You know it do.
Oh, nah. I actually feel bad for her, bro.
That's why you watch. I don't mind watching that stuff. I don't mind it because I know I don't look like that. I even like to watch stuff like that sometimes because I know I don't look like them girls. It won't motivate me, but I don't know why. I'm just not getting skinny.
Oh. Why?
It do motivate me when I look at those skinny girls and they ride their man.
That took a turn I didn't expect. But listen, I'm actually glad that we saw that. This is how a lot of women feel. This is how a lot of women truly feel behind closed doors. You know, they go online, you know, they boast about their bellies.
Belly, belly?
You know, they boast about they can still get a ninja, they still eat them up. They still get a ninja to smash cheeks. You know, they still got a good job. They still got their degree. But this is the reality behind closed doors, because all women want to look good, man. I don't care what they tell you. All women, they want to look fire. So any woman that doesn't is straight up lying.
Stop the cap.
So stop listening to Dusties. Stop messing with Dusties.
Nope.
Stop going to the drive-thru.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And yes, it is going to the drive-thru. Stop telling me that these women got hormone issues. A woman sitting there crying on camera like that, there's no doubt she had a poor lifestyle. She had a lot of barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
That ain't hormones and thyroid issues to look like that. It ain't that. And unfortunately, She talking about her man. First of all, she should just leave her man to get her damn body together. But she's so desperate for a man who's probably also a Dusty that she allows him to look at other girls. I don't know in what way or what manner, but allow him to look at other girls because he don't like looking at her. You know what I mean? And y'all can say that I'm mean. Y'all can say whatever you want, but I guarantee, real talk, the shorty that I made the video about the big back personal trainer, I guarantee all that cope and all that lying, that's how she feel behind closed doors. And that's why she gets online to try to validate herself as a trainer. And you about 300 pounds. We not rocking with that, man. All this shit is cope. Everybody in my comments, everybody in James Coppola comments talking shit about me, it's all cope. They all big backs. They don't feel good about themselves. They not in shape. They not confident. They insecure. And that's just the reality of it. So that's just how it go, man. So keep lying to yourself or get your feelings hurt for a little bit and let that spark a change. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going, man. bro, I only spit the truth here. And they talking about, well, James Coppola got more followers than you. What the fuck do that mean?
Nope.
What? Who is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
That means absolutely nothing, man. Don't let that enabling stuff fool you. Where we at in these comments, man? Let me go up. Spider mode. If he pull you over with that cut, you getting the 40 or the Mad Max. Shout out to Marie. Hey, Marie. Appreciate you for the super chat. I definitely appreciate you. Marie's like the top super chatter on here. So, Marie, you know, even though you get on our nerves sometimes, you know, I'm cool with you coming in here. I see you on Wicked going back at it. If it was fitness related, I would go through the comments, but we ain't got time for all that. I got enough comments to read anyway. Marie sends a 10 for that protection money she made from her PhD. Bro, y'all funny as hell. Based on how she looks, only Dusty Black dudes are telling her she looks good. It got to be a Dusty. Do me a favor. Oh, here y'all go. They going at it in the comments. She needs serious help. ADM, what's good, bro? I knew I was going to trigger Marie pretty easily. That's crazy. Her fupa big. I got you. I got to find it. I ain't used that button in a minute.
Did that become my fupa big?
And she can't take it. This clip went from 0 to 100 in a flash. Facts. Deep down, we all want to be fit. Women lie to themselves, and they lie to their friends, too. And we'll never admit the truth. Dusty weed smoking black boy. Ayo, little mama. You looking thicker than a snicker. Yes. That's what it is. She the type of joint you get when you don't want to spend any bread taking a woman out. Oh. Hey, Wicked, he at your neck.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Wicked, he at your neck, man. Hey, anyway, I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep this thing going.
Dom the Monko.
What we got next, man? Oh, similar, but not as vulgar. Similar video. We got a woman who is 4'11", 200, and she's like, why y'all ain't tell her the truth? So let's check this out. Make sure y'all hit the like button, and let's keep this thing going, man.
Yeah, I'm a big bitch. Y'all keep saying, oh, you're not big. Oh, you're thick. No, you ain't got out of me. It's no fucking way I'm only 4'11". Almost
4'11". How much y'all think she weigh?
5 feet. I don't know how the fuck I shrunk all them inches, because I used to be 5'2". But anyway, it's no way that I'm that short, weighing fucking over 200 pounds.
So you heard her in the beginning. She said, y'all keep telling me I'm thick and I'm 4'11", 200 pounds.
What?
And I'm going to blame the men and the women on that one. It's her friends in that damn group chat and the fellas trying to smash because she looked like she got bottom lower half that's thick. She looked like she got fat ass.
Nope.
And we keep lying to women. We keep lying to women, man. Probably struggle to get up a flight of steps, but y'all gonna keep gassing her up.
This, I just wear good ass fucking girdles and shit that, you know, but no, that's fucking morbidly obese for my height.
It is.
That's a big bitch. That's not thick, that's fat.
It is fat.
A fat ass bitch. That's it, what is. The fuck. Yeah. I just wear it well. Like, I just, yeah, but no, this is it. Watermelon tuna fish, 30 days. I got about 75 motherfucking pounds to lose.
Well, you might not want to do a 30-day plan if you 4'11", 200. Probably need to do something a little longer than 30 days. Just going to throw that out there.
It was like, seriously. Like, this ain't, don't think I'm little. Like, I'm really not. It's just, I just wear the nice little, I know what to do with the yeah. This.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That's to the people hyping her up, but I'm gonna give her a Don DeMarco one time.
Don DeMarco, DeMarco.
Because the first step to change is acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge that there's an issue. And the reason we have an obesity problem in the black community, the reason we have an obesity problem in America is because we don't acknowledge the issue. We mask it with lies. We mask it with comfort. That's why I was getting slandered on social media, because I tell the truth, right? No matter how many people it hurts. You know, I got people going around. Yes, you gotta talk to C. Marty. He's getting too mean on the post. Listen, the truth ain't supposed to be comfortable. It's not supposed to be comfortable. So she's taking the first step by acknowledging it. And, you know, hopefully she gets in the gym and does something. But, you know, I people need trainers, bro. People need guidance. And, you know, that's why it's unfair that the fitness industry is in shambles. You know, we got fake trainers out here. We got women lying, getting BBLs. We got overweight trainers not getting it together. We got trainers on steroids. We got all types of stuff. But I'm the bad guy, right? And fellas, man. Stop being scared to tell women the truth. That's where it stems from. Stop being scared to tell women the truth. And ladies, you have to learn how to accept the truth from men or women. All right? Just because someone tells you the truth doesn't mean that they don't like you. And I know women are a little more emotional than the guys. We got a lot of emotional guys too. And we're going to talk about the guys later in the podcast. But that's all it is, man. Even in the Bible, the truth wasn't comfortable to hear. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go, man. Let's keep this thing going.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco,
DeMarco. Where we at in these comments, man? Hey, Marie and Wicked. I'm not reading all that. I'm not reading all that, y'all. I'm not reading all that. I see. When I was at work at the gym, I saw a bunch of obese black women walking down the track deep down. I was proud of them. Even though I can hear them from the other side of the gym. At least they in the gym, bro. At least they in the gym. At least she is aware and acknowledge it. You keep telling people comfortable lies and it breeds delusion. Absolutely, man. And listen, that's what I told y'all. This delusion, it leads to now trainers think they could be obese. You know, trainers think they can be obese and they telling me it's okay. And it's just idiotic, man. It's idiotic. The amount of excuses is crazy. And it's so crazy that they got the obese women, the obese trainers comparing themselves to football players, like offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Like, they have bigger bodies and you don't say anything to them. What are you talking about? They specifically train for that. You did not specifically train for that Buick back.
Big back activity.
Ford F-150 back.
Big back activity.
18-wheeler back.
Big back activity.
It's a big difference, bro. Then they keep trying to compare it to powerlifters. Powerlifters aren't, they don't focus on aesthetics, and they typically don't focus on the weight goal and when they're training for a competition. So, hey, it is what it is, man. Let's keep this thing going. Oh, we got some more comments. We got some more comments. Who we got in the comments, man? What's up, Ronif? At Wicked, I'm the one getting the MD. Maybe Wicked made a mistake. I actually remember she said she was a JD student. Yeah, I ain't even keep up with it, Ronif. Chris, you might as well put on a zebra shirt for Marie and Wicked Scorpion. For the get a whistle. Time out, head ass. Facts, y'all going hard in the comments, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going. And speaking of telling the truth, you know, this one's right here is a little harsh, so I'm just giving a disclaimer. We got this guy telling black women why they're overweight. And I ain't going to lie. They say I'm cooned out. This guy's a little cooned out. All right. So I'm just giving the disclaimer here. Black women, I love y'all, but this was a crazy video, and this is something that need to be heard. Let's check it out, man.
Most obese group of people, because you are dealing with a group of people that have a zero accountability culture. When I tell you that black women are the group that has the least accountability out of any other group, here's the thing.
This ain't hate. This is the truth.
When black men tell them that they have an obesity problem, it's not a woman's business. When white people tell black women that they have an obesity problem, then they're being racist.
Yep.
If black women tell other black women that they have an issue with obesity and need to be in the gym, then they need to mind their own business.
This all facts. This is all facts. Go through my comment section on any post where I trigger black women. Mind you, I trigger everybody. But go to any post where I trigger black women, you're going to see that.
So at no point in this entire conversation is there black women actually standing up and taking accountability and taking charge of their own health and fitness. And when I tell you that this is not me being a hater, this is not me hating black women.
It's not
hate
at all.
This has nothing to do with that. But when I tell you that when you walk around, when you move through the country, when you move through this world, no matter what city you go to, black women are always going to be the most obese women you see. They are the most likely to be overweight. And you would think that we would be able to have a serious conversation about what that's doing.
We can have a conversation. And I'm afraid that I don't think it's going to change. You know, of course, there's going to be black women that get it. There's going to be black women that change, and they're going to change for the better. They're going to change the rest of their lives. But there's going to be a sector that will never change, and they're going to pass that on to the next generation, unfortunately.
Doing to health rates in the black female community, you would think that we'd be able to have a serious conversation about what that is doing to the overall culture. But instead, nobody wants to have the conversation because, once again, we are dealing with a zero accountability group of people. Again, the most zero accountability group of people that exists. So it's going to continue to be an issue.
Shout out to him, man. And I mean, it can be a debate on who the the most zero accountability people are in the country, but that's spot on. It's spot on. And whenever you hear something like that, you got to look. Okay, they're saying our black women aren't, you know, listening. We can't approach them with this situation to help them. Let's look at the results, because they'll tell you, oh, that's not true. That's not true. You gotta soften your tone. You gotta XYZ. They always gonna come up with a reason or why the message isn't getting through or why they're not changing, right? Whatever it is, let's look at the results. The highest obesity demographic in the country for a reason. All of this factors in. The fact that, you know, and this isn't just black women. This is women in general. There's men like this. There's straight people like this. There's gay people like this. There's Republicans like this. There's Democrats like this when it comes to that, come to their weight or come to their health and fitness. It applies to everybody. But I don't even know what I was about to say. I was going somewhere with that. this isn't going to change, man. And it is what it is, bro. So shout out to the black women that do want to change and that's getting in the gym and looking to get better. A lot of them on this podcast. Shout out to all the women on this podcast that want to get better. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. Where we at in these comments? Just logged in. You'll be playback gang. Okay, we'll catch you next time, Ronith. black women are the most obese race. Yep. Bro definitely says everybody instead of everybody or ask instead of X. He does. He talk proper as hell. Black people in general are too sensitive. They hate being held accountable. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It really is. If he was one of those street dudes, I'd be laughing at the butchered English. No lies were told. He do sound a little Diddy, though. He is. He's
no Diddy, you know?
He's openly, yeah. He's loud about it, too. Definitely. I'm not even joking. He really is. It's not going to change them, but I applaud the ones who get it and do something about it. Absolutely. We're going to need a culture overhaul. Carter 8, B82, I absolutely agree. That's a bar. That's a bar. And unfortunately, man, there's never going to be a culture overhaul. The moment you try to correct the black community, you're called a coon, you called whatever, you called any, they don't want to listen. Well, let me not say they, we don't want to listen as a community. I listen to people. I'm trying to get better out here. Wait, tell me what I did wrong. Okay, what can I correct? I bet. But the overwhelming majority of the black community does not want change, and they don't want to get better, but they'll complain about change, and they'll complain about not getting better.
Let him cook.
Make it make sense. Make it make sense. It's the truth. It's the truth, man. Live on a Wednesday, Brown Baldy, what up? I've been called an Uncle Tom so many times just for holding other black people accountable, and it's always these street people I would never associate myself with. And that's what you got to look at, man. You got to leave people in their place. If you want to stay here, right? You don't want to get to the top, that's cool. Stay right where you are. If you're comfortable there, you can stay there. I'm not trying to stay here. I want to get to the top. I'm not at the top right now. I'm trying to get to the top. Let them tell it for black women, the diet don't work the same. Exactly. They come up with shit like that.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Regardless of the literature, regardless of the science, regardless of the surplus of calories that they're eating, they're going to tell you that the diet doesn't work for black women. Okay. I didn't know he was openly gay. He's still right, though. Yeah, he is. He is. Remind me why black women are your business again. Okay. We know Marie's here to troll now. Because, one, I have a black mother. And anytime I say something about black women, they say I hate my mother. But when I try to help black women, they don't say nothing about my mother. Number one, I have a black mother. When I do have kids, if I have a daughter, it'll be a black daughter. I date black women. I train black women. Neighbors is black women. If I go to the grocery store, I see black women in this black neighborhood. When I go to the gym, I see black women in this black neighborhood. And the list goes on. So why wouldn't black women be my business? Because if I'm around black women and something is happening and they need some help, they gonna look at this black man right here with this yellow shirt on and ask for some help. So why is black men their business when they need some help? So as long as they gonna ask me for some help, as long as I'm dating them, as long as they family and they in my community, and I got love for them, I got black aunts, black cousins, black women are absolutely my business. This applies exactly to what the guy was talking about. We can't tell y'all nothing because that you it's a rebuttal. Why is this our business? Why wouldn't it be? And that's the thing. What I just tell Wicked Scorpion: some people don't want to get to the top. Some people comfortable where they at. If you want to stay fat and stay in that body that you hate and be crying like the girl in the first video we just watched, stay your ass right there. Don't say that you're not my business. You can stay right where you at. Stay right where you at. Bro was messing with white Diddy so much, he went from getting street cred to drinking wine while watching the sunset. Bro, y'all are wild, bro. All right, we're not reading that. I guess the law of thermodynamics work differently for them. Exactly.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Because black women are not about constructive criticism. He going to tell you the truth, then tell you he got to go. And you know I'm going to do that. Maria is definitely the example I was talking about. Sensitive and refused to hold herself accountable. Wicked on fire tonight. He on her ass. but when women are attacked or harassed, they want us men in their business. That's exactly what I just said. Exactly. When they need some help, that I'm their business. When I'm walking in a grocery store looking fit and athletic and it's an old lady struggling with her cart or to put something in her trunk, now black men is her business. Now, excuse me, young man, you look so strong. Can you help me? And of course I do every time. I don't got no problem with that. But now black men are the business, but black women can't be my business. Okay. All right. Anyway, we got one more before we get to the good stuff. And let's check it out, man. We got the big back military. Let's check it out.
Never had anything Dubai chocolate bar or anything, but y'all hyped this up. So it must be the bee's knees. And it better be the way that y'all was talking about it. Open it. Ooh, it looked just like the TikToks. Look. Okay, let's try it.
Well, all right, we don't have to watch the whole video. But the point I'm trying to make in this is we were never in a time where we could have obese people in the military, let alone obese women. Any of my military people on here, brown body here, right? Is it true? And I'm not trying to get, you know, I'm not on no misogynist shit. I'm just pointing out a fact. Well, asking a question first. I think it's a fact. Don't they have lower requirements for women because, you know, biologically women aren't as strong as men. So they have lower requirements to get in the military. So not only do they have lower requirements for women, which means we're advocating for women to get in the military. Now you're lowering the bar for the weight or what type of habits you have to keep or what type of shape you have to be in the military. The military, we got the strongest military in the world, yet we have this representing us. This is ridiculous, man. And America has gotten soft, and that's why the obesity rates have skyrocketed to where they are. That's exactly why. This is why. The people that are supposed to serve and protect don't have any type of standards that they're held to. So if if they're not held to standards, right, if these people we pay our tax dollars to, they're not held to certain standards, what you think the rest of the country going to be on? Some bullshit? Some bullshit?
Bullshit?
So it's no wonder, man. Like I said, we always going to peel a layer back on this show. All them excuses, but we get straight to it, man. We look at all the BS and we gonna call it out. And you know, things ain't gonna change. America ain't getting fitter no time soon. I ain't gonna get political right now. Right, fuck it, we'll get a little bit political. But you know, anytime you know something is done, we'll keep it service level. Anytime something is done to make kids fitter, make adults fitter, put people in a position to make better choices, people get mad. People get upset. People say it's racism. People say whatever they want. So, hey, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. Where we at in these comments, bruh? What the fuck? She's in the army. She probably stole that outfit, a.k.a. stolen velour, man. Damn, standards are that low in the military. How would she pass the PT test? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did she blow up after the PT test? Did she get through the PT test like this? You know, very curious. Come on, bro. I'm not reading that, bro. You got to chill, bro. Not going to lie, that candy never looked good to me, but agree. Obese soldiers is a joke. What will happen if she got in a firefight and now her fellow soldiers had to carry her fat ass back? Yep. Putting them at a disadvantage.
Nope.
I wonder what she's doing there. I heard that in the military, women have less standard to join, but I didn't know it was this low unless maybe she's in the reserves or eating the reserves. The pistachio and chocolate looks like shit. Disgusting. During my time in the Army, I started seeing an increase in overweight soldiers till I got out back in 2018, and it hasn't gotten any better. That's crazy. And it's only going to get worse, more than likely. She can't be in the field. She must be in the back cooking for the men. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. So the other day, as you know, I actually need to upload the video. I forgot to upload it. But as you know, I made a post about, do you want a fat trainer? And of course, everyone I asked said, no, I don't want a fat trainer. In reaction to bitch ass James Coppola. Hold on 1 second. Let me airdrop this joint to myself. All right, we should be good. So yeah, so I put this video up in response to James Coppola about the fat trainer situation. Everybody said no. And all I was trying to do was basically prove a point that people can vouch for fat trainers as much as they want to on social media. But when you touch grass and you step into the real world, that's not a reality. That's not what people want. We'll look at the video real quick just in case y'all missed it on social media. And then I'm going to show y'all the response I got because it's getting crazy out here. Never thought I'd see anything like this. Why can't I find a video in this folder? Oh, here you go.
All the trainers in all different bodies. Fuck you.
Oh, and I'll add one more thing. I wasn't going to respond till he said F you. Till he said F you. Now, I listen, bruh. And I don't have to respond, but at a certain point, this is not his first time attacking me and being condescending to me. I'm trying to keep things somewhat professional, but you getting a little too condescending, and you a white man talking to a black man like that, and I just can't go like that. I can't go like that. So just to give you a little context why I responded, that first clip
on behalf of all the trainers in all different bodies, fuck you.
Would you hire a fat trainer, yes or no? Or you can give an explanation if you want to.
Fuck no.
That's it? That's no explanation? Oh, say it again one more time?
Fuck no.
All right. Well, okay, I'm 100%.
Oh, she said what? She said,
fuck no, baby.
So far, would you hire a fat trainer?
P-H-A-T?
No, I'm talking F-A-T with a capital F, capital A, and a capital T. Well, the fact that she didn't say yes, we know the answer.
We know the answer.
2 for 2. Would you hire Facts. A fat trainer?
No.
Why not?
Because my trainer has to look like somebody I would want to look like. Right?
Bars.
What if they're knowledgeable, though? What if they have degrees and certifications?
Why are they not applying their knowledge to themselves?
Bars.
3 for 3.
Bars.
3 for 3.
Would you Bars.
A fat trainer, yes or no? Feel free to give an explanation if you want to.
No.
Why not? All right, Biggie. Why not?
I need some motivation.
Yeah.
We're going to skip past her. She was rapping.
Look up to. Making.
Why not? What if they got degrees?
Oh, y'all got to see my homegirl. Hold up. Watch what my homegirl said.
Would you hire a fat trainer, yes or no?
Why would I do that?
Why not? What if they got degrees and they're knowledgeable?
What the fuck are they going to do for me?
Would you hire a fat trainer, yes or no? And you feel free to give an explanation if you want to.
Nope, I was fat. I don't want nobody fat.
6 for 6. Anything
six
else?
For six, man. 6 for 6.
Dom the Monko. All right.
That shit was funny as hell. So that triggered a lot of people. All I was doing was asking the people. I didn't say anything bad about fat trainers. Obviously, I did on my post a few days before that. But I was just trying to prove a point that, yo, you step in the real world, that's not a reality. That's it. So, for some reason, there were people who aren't even involved in fitness offended by it.
Nope.
There were some people who aren't even involved in fitness talking about,
how dare you?
So, you know, the next day, I'm just chilling, minding my business. And I see this. Let's check it out.
About what I'm gonna say, respectful. So I come across this punk ass bitch named Chris Martin.
Not a punk ass bitch. Oh man.
And this whack asshole has a.
That face kind of thick, so you know. As soon as I saw her face, you know what I thought.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big arms early. About this
plus size black woman fitness trainer, right?
I did.
Mentioning how, oh.
But mind you, the first time James Capola came at me was because I said that about a white man. The first time James Capola responded to me about fat trainers, I was reacting to a fat white male trainer. So I keep making this an issue like I'm only coming at black women. The first time I did it was to a white man.
She can't be a fitness trainer. Call it fat phobia if you want to. No one's going to hire her, X, Y, and fucking Z. And let's not forget to emphasize the fact that black men, for some fucking reason, have to build themselves off the backs of black women.
How am I building myself off the backs of black women? What are you talking about? What me talking about that black woman fat trainer has done nothing for my platform. I mean, maybe I got a few followers, a few laughs. That hasn't put any more money in my pocket. That hasn't made my podcast better. That hasn't made Less Brunches, More Crunches better. That's just me telling the truth in an industry that's fucked up. That's it. So what are you talking about building off the backs? I've been doing this shit for almost 9 years. What are you talking about?
Because they can't fucking do it themselves. Okay? Because they cannot do it themselves. But
what is your fat ass doing yourself?
Anywho, so he proceeds to take this shit to his gym, mm-hmm. and he's asking his clients, or either asking gym goers, if mm-hmm. they would hire a fat trainer.
So you and they said this nope.
Bird brain ass bitch, and she's just like, fuck no.
So she's a bird brain, but you in the bed, fat as hell, with a bonnet on social media, with the, you gotta have extra big glasses because your cheeks and your face is swollen from all the sugar and alcohol and processed foods.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
But my clients are the bird brain.
See, I'm not for talking about my fellow black women, but this bitch is stupid.
You already talking about her.
She sounds just as stupid as she fucking looks.
And you don't sound stupid.
Then you have this older woman that he asks, and she's just like, you know, I'm not gonna judge type shit. Then you have this slimmer, light-skinned woman, and she's like, no, I wouldn't. Because if I hire a trainer, I want to look like my trainer. And that if she has the knowledge, why wouldn't she apply it to herself? And, you know, it saddens me, the ignorance.
How the fuck is that ignorant? See, and that's the thing. People say, well, they'll say, that's stupid. That's ignorant. But don't explain why it's ignorant. But we can explain with endless facts backed by science why that would make sense for a trainer to be in shape. We already talk about it all the time. We talk about leadership. We talk about somebody teaching you something that they've fucking been through. Why would you want to learn from someone who hasn't been through what they're teaching you?
That fatter black women get. You know what I'm saying? The rhetoric, the stereotypes of being in a plus size body. As if there isn't smaller people dying.
Who's dying more often? Is it the small, unhealthy people? Or do we have obese people dying at alarming rates to the point where you don't see super obese people at 60, 70, 80 years old? So who's dying more? I know this is a sensitive topic, but let's be real.
Of the same health issues that y'all swear to fucking God that we gonna die from. I know skinny people who throw the
and you're probably 21 years old looking like
fuck
that.
Down and throw shit the fuck back. Swallowing shit whole. Hmm? And for some reason, I'm judged for the shit I do.
Yes. So, very.
If you didn't hear me the first time, because I will be tagging you, you're a punk ass bitch. And you're miserable as fuck. And the only way that you will ever make it is off the back of a motherfucking black woman. Clearly, right? And for them bird brain ass bitches in that motherfucking gym that you asked, y'all are superficial assholes. You care more about your motherfucking looks than how the fuck you sound and what your emotional intelligence is and emotional maturity is. Please rot in hell.
Well, you know what, black women, I'm going to be honest, man. I seriously feel bad for y'all because these are the people trying to hold y'all back when you do decide to get fit. And it's just the reality. You know, the ignorance out there in the black community also contributes to the obesity rate in our women. But, you know, I'm the bad guy, you know, so that's all that was. And I'm still debating, should I do a new series where I'm just asking people, you know, not just my clients, I'm asking people at different gyms, asking people who are not my clients and get their take on it. Because this is a real topic. And I just don't think that our you know, outside of powerlifters, maybe some bodybuilding coaches that's not in prep or something like that, or they former bodybuilders. But outside of that, shouldn't be no fat trainers out here, man. But yeah, that's just a black woman putting another black woman down. They talk about black men putting black women down. Nope, just let the black women do it. The out of shape women versus the in shape women. Let them do it. That's enough of her. We ain't gonna talk about her no more. Because I got another video of her. If you see my post, if y'all want to see the post, fuck it. I'll show it to y'all. But it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Where we at in these comments, man? This shit getting crazy out here. If I see a fat trainer, I'm going to be thinking them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. James Pumpkin has to keep quiet like he doesn't need that TRT to stay fit. Oh, yeah, you just reminded me, too. Not only is he on TRT, he blocked me. You know, he went on another rampage, posted screenshot of my story, posted it on his page. Then I posted a picture of him, and I was, you know, I said some stuff back, and he blocked me. So I'm getting all these notifications from people on his page talking shit, and I can't even look at it because he blocked me. But in my opinion, I think he blocked me because, one, he knows he's not changing my mind. You know, I'm not going back down because he got more followers than me. And he probably just tired of pandering and grifting. That's my analysis. Dude, a clown, he get personal trainers a worse look than an overweight trainer. Yep. You're not a neutral interviewer. They probably know where you stand and want to conform to your views. The fat personal trainers at my gym have the most clients. Marie, God only knows what gym you go to. And they probably, the people you calling fat, they probably not even fat. She probably just saying that shit. They probably not even fat. They probably in shape. They probably got like a football build. But that woman who I reacted to was fat. And I guarantee there are not men trainers at your gym built like that woman. There's no way. I promise you. I've seen a few men built like that over the years. But there's no way that there's multiple men at your gym built like that. You're lying. I don't care what JD program you in. You're lying. If so, tag first, you'll put your profile in here and then tag the gym that you go to. And I could look it up and I could find the trainers there. Let's do that. They never get offended enough just to lose the weight. Yep. Another Bonnet Warrior. Ebonics Queen is big mad. You sure do get all the ladies, don't you, Chris? I don't know about that one. I don't want that. Yeah. Another lie. See? That's what I'm saying. Marie just be lying, bro. Marie be lying. Exactly. If she's at Planet Fitness, there's no way you're at a premier gym with just a whole bunch of fat trainers in there. There's just no way. Kool-Aid man on your lines. She said, oh, yeah. Uh-oh, here come the Big Back Bonnet Crew. You done messed up. I don't care. Chris going to show her twerking. I don't know what the hell. She was doing the Macarena, big ass. What is this black woman wearing? PJs and bonnets? Yeah, man. It's always a big back with a bonnet. Yep. Don't worry, Unc. She's still mad. You know who took snacks off EPT. Uncle T. Shout out Uncle T. You're not going to take boxing lessons from someone on the losing streak. So, of course, you'd get a trainer who's in shape. The I want to look like my trainer idea makes no sense because most women get male trainers. While most women want large glutes, toned up body, and maybe light abs. It's just fat phobia. No, Marie, when people say I want to look like my trainer, they're referring to the aesthetic. So if your trainer has an athletic, muscular build, they want it, the women want an athletic, muscular build. If the trainer is bigger, if the trainer has built a lot of muscle, the woman might want that. If the trainer is, you know, on the thinner side, the woman might want that. That's what that means. It doesn't mean they want to walk around. My female clients don't want to walk around looking just like me.
Nope.
And you're in the JD program and you couldn't figure that out. And that's the point I'd be trying to make to y'all. Just because your education is high doesn't mean you have common sense in real life. You are in the JD program and you just said two ridiculous things on here and didn't use that brain that you use in the JD program to interpret what was being said. That's the point we'd be trying to make to you, Marie. That JD program doesn't mean shit in the real world. Marie, you do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. You really do that shit to yourself. Thinking you saying something and that shit be sounding dumb. She looked like some fat dude I seen in person. Big Worm ain't playing with you, Marty. She about to pull up on you if you ain't got her 200.
Nope.
Built ass. We have the Jenny community and now we're calling her the Marie community. The PhD community. How hard is it to understand that if you're a fat trainer, people that want to be fit don't want a trainer like that? As a fat trainer, what can you teach me? Because it ain't discipline. Exactly. She mad because her fupa big and it got to eat. I got you, bro. I got you for one of them.
It got to eat.
Big facts. Of course he blocked you. James isn't going to argue with you. He has better things to do. James doesn't have to argue with me. He could have ignored me. The only reason I responded to James was because he said F you. I've never ever spoken like that to James. Ever. I responded with a fitness conversation. Never called him stupid. Never was condescending. Never was like, you'll never be on my level. I never did that. But the only time people do that is when they don't have a legit argument. He doesn't have a legit argument, so he has to go to personal insults. And I'm not going to go to personal insults because, first of all, I'll roast his ass. I'm from PG County. I don't know where the fuck he from, but he don't want that. He don't want that. I really could use him to go viral. And that's what that when I started cooking his lopsided head, that's when he blocked me, because now we talking a million views with me cooking his ass. So that's a road he didn't want to go down. But at the end of the day, we on there for business. I still probably wouldn't have done it, even though it was very tempting. But if he has better things to do, why is he making two posts in one day about me? He made two reels in one day. He made three reels on Sunday about me. He made three reels. If he would have made one, I wouldn't have said nothing. James Coppola made three reels about me in one day and was condescending in all three. All three of them condescending. That's it. And my response was asking people if they want a fat trainer. Didn't even mention his name except for in the caption. So let's keep it 100. He don't have better things to do. And we know his wife run the relationship. So he ain't got better things to do. She running that shit. There is. He's a fat black man trainer at my gym, and he gets most clients. It's a blink in NYC. You said all the fat trainers. Now it's one fat trainer. What is it, Marie? And you're in a JD program, and I'm breaking you down right here. I will cook you in court. You're in a JD program, and your arguments are very weak here. Very weak. I've never been to a gym with reputable trainers, and they were built like Fat Albert. Exactly. Marie, you already know he talking about where my hug at to his female and possibly male clients. So look. One, that's funny as shit. Two, out of all the trainers in the United States of America, and out of fuck the United States of America, and NYC, which is a hotspot for fitness, Marie is arguing with me that trainers should be fat because she brings up one fat trainer. Out of all the trainers out there, I'd probably say 80% of them are super fit or, you know, advanced when it comes to their fitness level. Marie brings up one to combat what I'm saying. This is a woman in the JD program. This is why people don't like me. Because it's too much common sense. It's not even hard to debunk that shit. It's not even hard to debunk that shit, bro. And the real people in fitness know. And James Coppola ain't no real fitness dude. That motherfucker wouldn't step foot in my gym. He would look stupid in my gym. Yes, I'm judging him off of his aesthetic because he's a trainer and be online talking shit, tagging people. Wouldn't step foot in my gym. The fuck is you talking about? I think Marie is really six cats in a bonnet. Fine, that was a good point, the aesthetic point. Unlike others, I don't quarrel with facts. Okay, Marie. See, Marie, that's what... See, Marie.
Dumb the monko.
See, Marie. Marie, that's what I'm saying. Now you know if Marie can't troll, I know what I'm talking about. Just join. You got your ears lowered, coach. Oh, you're funny, Kirsten. Welcome back to the show. See, Marie is a liar and a troll. That's crazy. I wouldn't be surprised, Marie... If Marie was actually a man pretending to be a woman, it's very possible. He doesn't train men. Funny enough, he trains all the baddies. He's highly selective. All righty. Sure. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man.
Dom the Monko.
Hey, Marie, funny as shit. Oh, what y'all want to do? Let's get in some comments. Y'all want to get in some comments? Not my comments. We're going to go on some comments on social media. Let me... get this video ready for y'all. Hey, Marie, let's see what defense you have for this one. This would be pretty interesting to hear Marie's take on this one. Let's check it out, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We're going to keep this thing going. I'm pressing the wrong button. Here we go. All right. What's up with my computer? Here we go. All right. Let's check it out, man. Let me refresh it. One second. Computer's acting up. All right. So it says, how I went from this to this. And this is the delusion here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So, since we have all of these Marie and James Coppola as people out here, we have people delusional, thinking that they got results in the gym when they really just put on weight and gained fat. This is top tier delusion. This is not body shaming. This is not body shaming. Because people lie and they hype them up so much that people are living in a different world. They're not in reality. This level of delusion needs to be studied. Look at Alan Roberts. Your three G's, gluttony, girth, and gargantuan. Shout out Alan Roberts, bro. Oh, Alan cooked James Coppola, too. Alan cooked James Coppola, too. And he's an older white guy who was a health official. I'm not a health official. Head of a health department. And he debunked everything James Coppola said. So Marie, why don't you go look that up too? That's how I know I'm not on the right side. I'm not on the wrong side. Anyway, I don't think this is the flex you think it is, but hey, as long as you're happy, that's amazing. Can I get less information, please? Only machine used at the gym was the vending machine. I'm trying to see if anybody hyped her up. I don't know who needs to hear this. You can grow the glutes without doubling your weight. Absolutely. I don't see any positive comments in this one. So maybe she's trolling. But yeah, I mean, this is what it leads to. And I'm sure she thought she was doing something. I'm sure she thought she was doing something. And I do feel bad for that girl. I hope she gets the help that she needs. But hey, that's exactly what delusion leads to. And everybody is not going to cater to your delusion. Everybody's not going to be on that side of fitness. Everybody's not going to be on that side of social media. So I need these people to realize that. I need these people to realize that, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. Let's get in these comments. Marie, I said, where my hug at? Cryptid's game is zero. Started when America called obese thick or curvy. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Chris, you ever had a woman built like her, morbidly obese Snow White, looking at you like you're a piece of meat drooling all over you? I'm sure I have. That was the mid-2010s and 2000s and before. No one was calling fat women thick. Like I said, I think it started with Monique, the comedian. Maybe she's going on a cut. You do know people put on weight to gain muscle mass because it's harder to put on muscle in a caloric deficit. All right, Marie. You lost the point that you gained. You lost the point that you gained, Marie. Yes, people do put on weight to gain muscle mass, but when you're gaining muscle mass, you still have to eat clean. When you're putting on muscle mass and you're bulking correctly, it's still going to look a certain way. Bulking doesn't mean just get fat as fuck. That's not bulking. That's gluttoning. that's gluttony and gluttoning. Stuffing yourself. That's all that is. Why she popping her ass out like she has an ass? It's unclear. It's unclear, man. She thirst trapping Dusties. All she was doing was ordering a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Nah, for real, bro. Marie, what did she cut? Her water intake? Yeah, exactly. The comments actually didn't disappoint. Checking in late, the coolest, coldest, the dopest podcast. What's up, Jenny? Yep, and where we at, man? We got one more thing, and I'm going to have to get up out of here. I got a lot to do tonight. I got a lot to do tonight when I get off the podcast. Jill Scott made thick cool. All right, we got one more, and there's a reason I'm showing this. I know you're gonna be like, "Why are you showing that?" Let's check it out. People think big women are a joke. People think big women are a joke outside of the black culture, and I'm gonna show you an example right here. Let's check it out, man.
Wonder if I could get your number.
My number?
Yeah, I thought you were like slim thick.
What?
Yeah.
Sir, stop playing on this train.
What?
What do you look like underneath them jeans? Oh, you got some pretty eyes. How you doing?
Wait, so you can put your number in?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh brother.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Look, man. Look, guys. When it gets to the point where guys are trying to go viral, getting a fat black woman's number, it's gotten out of hand. What my man on TikTok say? We got to get on the out of hand program. Seriously though, people look at y'all like a joke. You think you're doing something because you have, you know, Dusty's trying to holler at you. You have brainwashed black men trying to holler at you. Ladies, people laugh at y'all. People laugh at y'all. And she was gone. You saw how easy that was. People look at bigger women like they're easier. You got to have some standards for yourselves, or people going to treat you to the standard that you feel about yourself. That was easy. We don't even know what dude looked like. She was ready. And it was a white dude, too. She took that phone quick as hell. Let me get your number. You know what I'm saying? Put the number right in the phone. Quick. Easy work. All right, ladies. So just remember, you know, how people outside of the culture look at you. And like I said, they're looking at it as a joke. And I got the comment section here. So hold on, pull up the comment section while we're talking. All right, so people look at it like it's a joke, but look at how our community responds. You got guys in here. So mind you, the white guy's looking at it as a joke. You got this guy in here, black guy. Shout out to the black community.
You know, black people.
No.
What's her at? She's cute though. She's cool. And I'm not saying we're supposed to get in there and call the girl ugly, but I'm just saying, look, all of the validation is going to, she doesn't even know that this was a joke. She cool. I can tell her personality amazing. Nah, she pretty to be honest. What's her at? Thick girls always had a best face card. Oh, she's beautiful. Listen, I never see fit baddies get love like this. I promise you. Oh, she's beautiful. Maybe approach women like that with essence and not as a joke. See? Approaching as a joke. Don't play with her. I don't know if he's trying to be funny, but she's cute as fuck and looks like a vibe. She's mad cute. She says, sir, stop playing on this train. And he says, slim thick. So clearly the guy was joking. But that, ladies, that's just something to keep in mind, man. You think dudes is thirsting over you.
God damn.
But they really just looking at you as easy to obtain. And that's another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. We always going to keep it real on here, man. We always going to keep it real. Let's get in here. I'm not reading that. Ew. LOL, sold in three sentences. She's taking up two seats and her friend is there smelling her feet. Bro, what? Dog.
Strike three, you're out.
Dude is doing fake infield videos by approaching fatties. Two, any dude who uses the word Riz is a loser. Wicked Scorpio don't like the word Riz. Riz is just a less cool version of game, charisma, and mouthpiece. It is. She got ass, though. Yeah, thirsty ninjas.
God damn.
Knowing white dudes, this white guy probably never hit her up. For the most part, white dudes ain't going after fat black women like that, or even fat women in general. Absolutely. Her train is Benaroe, Anacostia, Minnesota, or Congress Heights. And some Green Line stations, too. You ain't say some Green Line stations. She might be on the Green Line as well. Abdullah Jewel, Lake Gang, Pete, Playback Gang, Abdullah Jewel. What's good, my guy? Like I said, man, another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Definitely was on here cooking tonight.
Let him cook.
Definitely was on here cooking, man. She stopped at the local Golden Corral. That's crazy, bro. Hey, man, go ahead, follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Less Bunches, More Crunches.com for the gear. Or you can buy some gear on here. I'm also, I just dropped my new membership on YouTube. I'm going to have one on Instagram as well. And basically, it's going to be just training content. I'm going to be like your online trainer. It's going to be like $5 a month. So definitely want to get people in there. I'm going to be promoting that more. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. Like I said, there's a shift in my content. Obviously, I added some topics outside of fitness, and I'm shifting my fitness content as well. You know, like I said, I got a video. I'm going to share some stuff with y'all. You know, I got way more time back. You know, I had to cut some stuff out of my life. I had to cut that full-time job out of my life. They tried to, when James Coppola people got mad at me, they tried to contact the full-time job to get me fired. I ain't got no job. So I'm full-time training, full-time podcast, full-time clothing, full-time in my business, and I'm going hard with the content. On TikTok, it is September. In a month, I've gotten like 14K followers. I've added 14K followers to my following on TikTok, and it's only going up. So I'm going hard there. Instagram is going up. But Instagram is a different type of platform. So we're going to keep this thing going, man. Definitely appreciate the support. And I'm making some changes with the podcast as well. I would kill to see how some of y'all judging her look. Couldn't even get a woman to look your general direction. Well, you're looking at me, Marie. You know, I'm not judging her look, but I made a comment about how she looks, you know. Maybe Marie thinks I'm ugly. Always a good time. Appreciate you, Devani. Anna in Congress Heights on the green line. Anna's on the green line? Oh, yeah, it is. You're right. And you're right. That's my bad. So green line, orange line, blue line. Ain't been on the metro in a minute. That's my fault, bro. I think I've been watching you for about a whole year, Chris. Yeah, you might have been here longer than a year. Wicked, you've been here for a minute. Yeah, but like, I'm definitely shifting the podcast. I'm working on a lot, but it's one step at a time. But next week, you're definitely going to see some changes in the content. So definitely appreciate y'all. Jenny said hit the like button, man. And Marie, I don't think you're ugly. She wants you. That's why she keeps coming back. No podcast Friday. I will be posting on the channel and posting across my social media, but no podcast Friday. And to be honest with you, well, I can't do the podcast Friday, but to be honest with y'all, I might be cutting out the Friday streams altogether, just rocking with Sunday and Wednesday, at least for now. It might be temporary, but it might be cutting out the Friday streams altogether, but still going to be pushing a lot of content out. Don't even worry about that. Channel's still going to be going, man. And yeah, so I'll catch y'all on Sunday. I don't know what time yet, but at some point on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And I'll catch y'all on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.